Transactional analysis. Transactional analysis is a way of interacting with others where you can recognize certain behavioral patterns in another person, and by adjusting your behavior, you can induce a change in the other person's as well. Transactional analysis identifies three separate modes of behavior when interacting with someone else. Child mode. Child mode is the type of behavior that places an emphasis on fun and tries to avoid responsibility. Statements such as, "Stop being such a priss," or "You're really bringing me down," and variations on them are examples of child mode behavior. Another example would occur if you told your teenager to get off of his or her cell phone and your teenager rolled his or her eyes at you. Parent mode. This mode of behavior occurs when someone is acting in the same manner as authority figures acted in their lives during childhood development. It can take on many forms of expression, but typically communicates an "I'm more mature than you" attitude. Statements such as, "Why do you never listen?" or "Can you just be a grown-up for once in your life?" are examples of people behaving in parent mode. If you have ever experienced someone speaking to you condescendingly as if you were their child, probably experienced someone acting in parent mode. Adult mode. The preferred mode of behavior for social interactions is neither child nor parent modes, but adult mode instead. Rather than focusing on the way things should be, as the parent mode does, or the way you want things to be, as the child mode does, the adult mode focuses on the way things are and how to adapt oneself to them. These modes of behavior tend to slip into a recurring cycle of complementary modes. Parent mode behavior in one person will continue so long as the other person is responding in the complementary child mode and vice versa. In order to break the cycle of behavior, one person has to consciously refuse to remain in the complementary mode. For example, if a boss says to you, "Where's my report? What is this, playtime?" This is an example of parent mode behavior. And if you respond with the complementary child mode behavior, then a vicious cycle of parent-child responses ensue, which can rapidly escalate into a conflict. However, if you remain in adult mode, you create what's called a crossed transaction. The crossed transaction interrupts the vicious cycle and makes it difficult for the other person to remain in their respective adult or child mode. It de-escalates a situation and prevents conflict by giving the other person an opportunity to complement your adult mode behavior with adult mode behavior themselves.